It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. When you think of Utah's desert lands, do you picture a pristine wilderness or an arid waste? How we treat this landscape depends on the value that we assign to it. Find out how after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Before Moab was a world-famous tourist destination, it was a mining town. In the 1950s, the federal government incentivized prospectors to find uranium in the surrounding desert. The resulting mining boom lasted only a decade, but evidence is still visible, even now that Moab has redefined itself as an outdoors playground. On the bank of the Colorado River, not far from the entrance to Arches National Park, sits radioactive waste tailings from the uranium industry that are still being mitigated. Defining the desert as either recreation paradise or radioactive dumping ground depends on your perspective. Viewing the desert as valueless, as a wasteland, can allow for uses that destroy the land and harm those who live nearby. Characterizing the desert in this way is called wastelanding. Uranium mining also took place on and near the Navajo Nation, yet remediation efforts there have been slow. The area contains more than 500 abandoned mines, with fewer than half of those currently scheduled for cleanup. Miners of all backgrounds and their families have gotten sick, but the ongoing harms have fallen disproportionately on Diné people. Like the Diné, the Skull Valley Goshute in Utah's West Desert have experienced adverse health impacts from military wastelanding. During World War II, the federal government needed open tracts of land far removed from population centers. It looked to Utah's West Desert, where it built the Dugway Proving Ground and the Deseret Chemical Depot on land surrounding the Skull Valley Goshute Reservation. These facilities secretly tested the effects of hazardous materials and weapons, which contaminated the land, water, and air with chemicals, radiation, and landmines. Dugway Proving Ground, which is still in operation, has since become an Environmental Protection Agency Superfund site, requiring environmental remediation. Characterizing a landscape as barren and remote creates a version of land that is permissible to destroy, regardless of the lasting toxic legacies. Desert land is not inherently valuable or valueless. Rather, value is something that people assign to it. How might Utah's desert look different if there were no wastelands? Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.